There are many examples. Say, one time, one kind of mental event, one hatred, for example, there is an impact for in deep subtle mind. So some traditional verses said one time kind of hatred thoughts can destroy eons of merits. Of course, this is a kind of exaggeration, or sometimes it's also true, because one person in a short moment can do great damage and then even killing each other or kill self or others. So you can see the thought are very powerful. We can dedicate it whole life because of one kind of thoughts. One manage to make one goal for one purpose. They can do some people and spend their whole life. And similarly, this is the same. One thoughts, negative thoughts, they can, there is a consequences about falling into negative lower realms. Then we can, we don't need to talk about the, from the beginning of the ignorance. For example, we say, generally, all emotions, there is a root. Roots of all emotions are misunderstanding. Sometimes in Buddhist concept, they say ignorance. For that example is, if you're falling into dream, if you don't recognize that is dream, and that illusion of dream, you can kind of caught by that dream, and then happens as good dream, negative dream. But the fundamental problem is we don't recognize that it's dream. Otherwise, we can immediately liberate from that dream. Similarly, when we, in the beginning of samsara, beginningless of samsara, what happens is the lost mind in the projection and thoughts. And so if for that, you can say, after that, we dream, the dualistic dream never stops. So in that consequences, if you say there is a sin or there is a negative karma, in Buddhism, we don't say much about sin. It's a kind of, we say Buddha nature more. Sin is not our nature. Our nature is all goodness and possibility, know all kind of consciousness. This is called Buddha. Is the compassion aspect of mind and the cognitive functions of aspect of mind. We have maybe a limited cognitive, gross level of cognitive capacity now, but fundamentally we have the all-knowing qualities, simultaneously go beyond of all obscurations. So, in this, so there is a scene, or there is a, maybe use good words, is that negative karma, different way to turn over or transform the negative karma through the confessing and purifying mind, body, speech, because each of these are very powerful. Speech also powerful, can influence others and then can make pain and pleasure in others' mind. Body also can do a lot of things. All these speech and body, the forces come from mind. So the mind is central power over everything. So you can do kind of four methods. One is the rely on the teaching and the Buddha, Bodhisattvas to purify your mind. You can look at Buddha statue or thinking about Buddha, his name and his quality. You can raise some respect and then see what we don't see, understand what we don't understand, or we will understand in the future. But currently, Buddha is all-knowing quality. He's in possess all these in his mind, or it's a Buddha is fully enlightened being. And then rely on this fully enlightened being, encouraged by this fully enlightened being, and then give us more encouragement to say, oh, actually, I also same. I have this, this model is myself, actually. So you have the courage to dispel all darkness or negativities. It's temporary things. So, and then confess, or these are become more easier. Otherwise, maybe people think I'm already, there is no hope or something like that. But give up myself or lacking of confidence to see that you can do, you can achieve the Buddhahood or realize, total realization is possible. Also, there is another way to confess. It's like prayer in the day and the night. Even there's this kind of ritual you can do it. But anyway, you pray towards enlightened beings, bodhisattvas, Buddha, and then say, if my negative karma purified, and then please give me some kind of a signal or some kind of connection towards you, and you can help me and to identify or confirm my pure kind of mind and pure aspiration, pure action is in right direction. So in this, some people really met some 100 or 1,000 years ago, kind of famous characters. What do you believe these are wonderful? And also some teachers, very, the external appearance of a teacher, it's actually inside of you, you can say. It's your quality reflected in external way of external appearance. So that is a second way. Third way, of course, they generally do non-dual teaching is the primary teaching. And ultimate teaching of the Buddhism. So in that you can remain or practice of shunyata or emptiness. You can remain on teaching of emptiness. That is a great dispelling the all negative karma through understanding karma itself is also illusion. Negative karma, whether it's positive karma, especially we dispel negative karma by understand the true nature of all phenomena, then it can ultimately remove or the understand these part of that great good big illusion is the also negative karma. Negative karma or impermanence, emptiness, or interdependent, coordinated kind of phenomenon. So there is actor, objector of actor, action, and the subtle imprint, even you can say eighth level of consciousness, that is also transforming by the wisdom or jnana, or sometimes in Sanskrit, original awakening qualities, wisdom, or that is transforming consciousness into wisdom. then the whole aspect of consciousness, including storage consciousness, subtle imprint, all vanishes. So anyway, we can take a turn to read. I think that is more fun. Otherwise, people may fall into sleep.
No,
it's okay. Yes, please.
I think that would be
22. Yes.
And your experience of such pain does not result in being grief, for in the very suffering of such states, more evil will occur, and then in great abundance.
So in this also, you can say in a hell realm, there is no kind of a making furthermore, furthermore negative karma. I think if I understand rightly, and it's purely kind of suffering, pure suffering, and then cannot make additional negative karma. But in animal realm and the hungry ghost realm, it's like a human being. We also harming other sentient beings in the, some interaction with other beings. So in this, they can create new karma. It's clearly we can do good and bad thing. Animal also same, relatively some animal, there is not much kind of a big emotion. Like deers, there is an emotion definitely, but it's not very strong to, especially, male kind of type of animal, even more aggressive. So if we say hatred, and then these are build up those emotions, hatred, and that is a negative karma. Then we can see in the season or mate season, most animals also fight each other. Doesn't matter, it's a vegetation kind of animal who eat vegetable. And that you can see there is a psychological, changes, and also making different behavior, fear, and attacking each other. Even animal can kill other animal. And the meat-eater animal, those are more aggressive, directly can kill or the other beings or other those predators can eat other animals. So you can say these are creating new karma. And then in hell realms, they are spontaneously kind of manifested beings. They don't need to have the father, mother, and the family, that kind of. It's like in the dream, you have a dream body. You're carrying on your kind of mind to go other places. And in the dream, like Bardo, there is a mental projected body, mind body. That was also, you can hear, you can see, and you can interact with use that body, kind of conscious body. And similarly, manifested in hell realms, you immediately, you can feel in a great pain on the difficulties, and then if you are unconscious or something happens, then immediately you also kind of appear again. It's not the type of situation. Otherwise, they say it's the same. If we don't know how to reverse karma, then it's great suffering. It's impossible to change. This way, in teachings, sometimes said, some subtle beings, like in one bee in a bottle, sometimes in circling in the bottom of the bottle, sometimes in the almost close to getting out of that circle, but again falling into the deep of the bottom. then six realms of existence, samsara existence, is like you can put water with muddy mud and then you initiate kind of putting down, and then you can see some in the beginning the upper side they were clear and dust, less dust and mud, and on the bottom is more dark. In that, the most dark part is hell realm, and then ghost realm, hungry ghost realm, then animal realm, in the middle human realm, and demigod realm, and god realm. More dark, more painful experience, and more miserable kind of feelings you can experience. But these all, because you can say, do good and bad much more easily do bad things. Sometimes it's maybe, let me see. Do bad thing also sometimes need to risk your life, or there is a bound back consequences. Sometimes people also dare to do bad thing. But generally some degree of negative tease. If you think you do transforming your mind, collective the purity or karma, relatively you can say many people think, oh, I don't want to study, contemplate, and then hearing and meditating. These are not for me. Even though nowadays a lot of people doing meditation, practicing meditation, but it's not a way of path to the enlightenment. It's reduce stress and also keep mind calm. Although there is a everything construct and destruct. Construction is more difficult. Destruct is immediately you can done. Like you build a house. If you say tore down this house, maybe much easier. But if you build a new building in this flat land, then it's more difficult. but on the other hand, because we have the Buddha nature, always there is a condition or the basic roots of goodness often always there. So no matter how confused, how difficult, or how much suffering experience we, but the basic goodness, wish to be happy and wish free from suffering, avoiding these immediate or long consequences. Sometimes some beings able to think about long consequences, bring vision or far vision or far sight to the view, what is the consequences, what I do now and what is the consequence in the future. That's why we can do like the generation after generation plans. Even few generations before us, they already have the view when we came and when we continue to do constructions or something. So like education, one person's life from the kindergarten to up to universe level education, and these systems are quite a far kind of sighted vision. Similarly, some people able to think not even this life, but life after life. Not only life after life, but the eons. You can think about possible kind of make a determination and change life directions to the enlightened way than if they need eons of time to accumulate wisdom and qualities. They can make this decision. So this is a part of Buddha nature. Even we are in the bottom level of the most darkness place, we have the capacity or chance with the right cause and condition, we will blossom again. Like, similarly, in this, but between this, there's a falling back and forth, and sometimes if you need the right temperature, right kind of amount of water, moisture or shining sun, these, then they produce right growth. Otherwise, lacking of water or nutrition or what's the nutrition? Soil qualities, then the seeds won't be open, blossom or not open. Let me see. Seeds won't be Spot. Okay. Good. Spot again. So this is a kind of warning saying you should be careful once when falling into negative, the lower realms. Then lower realm, they're doing some negativities. Again, in the animal realm, they don't know how to practice or how to transform their own mind. Then the body and mind become more lower version of hardware and the right software. Software and hardware. We can say if we are also software and hardware, we say computer, there is a different version. And a different generation, different version. If you software is lower version, then it's suitable for lower hardware. It's kind of, if you are very good computer with hardware, but you can put, you cannot put even sometimes not fit in this good version of that. There is a many karmic concept. It's called what is the leading karma and the fulfilled karma. Sometimes leading for karma is good, but fulfilled karma is kind of not enough merit, not good karma. Then this leading karma, even we birth in a human realm, but with the disables and lacking of many merit, we born in a bad condition with bad, sometimes physical damage with birth, and sometimes it's a mental kind of mental qualities, mental are not very clear. So in this, even these once we fall into lower realms, then there are many consequences. In the human realm also too, even we think of this life, there are so many people actually have this great chance to train their mind and then to live up their life, and but not all can do this. There is a collective karma, individual kind of a karma, that the society, what history in we are, and what country and family we born, so many conditions make different, make those different. Each person's kind of more motivation and diligent or lazy person, what kind of education you got. So we can say that there is a many possibility we can easily fall into kind of many wrong view. And sometimes people are praising hatred and heroism, many that are those harmful concept. People, for example, if I'm one religion, and then they say, oh, I hate all other religion. These are possible, some religious kind of person also teaching this systematically. Or people who don't believe my faith, other people are like animal or something like that. These existed actually. Also, not only in a different religion, but politics also same. Or the gender, or which country or place you came from, they can label you and then treat you in a negative way. So we can create negative karma in many place, many realms. In the negative realm or the lower realms, they can do a lot of negativities. But also, I think animal, most of the animal, they don't have, it's not like a weak one person direct driving one country, right, driving or one country's force to do something. That is more dangerous. If animal, maybe group of animal, there is a leader of that, a group of goose or a tiger or a monkey, there are maybe a few dozens of those, but they cannot drive force of 100 or 1 million soldiers to do something. Or it's one man can do more damage than the normal kind of animal they can do. So anyway, we are maybe on off the topic, but can continue, please. Maybe your wife.
Thus, having found this moment of reprieve, if I now fail to train myself in virtue, what greater folly could there ever be? How more could I betray myself?
So previous verses, most important is saying, resultant of karma, there are also many ways to occur that resultant. Some people saying, oh, there are many evil people, but they're having successful life and having all the pleasures. That it seems there is no karma. But in Buddhist explanation, karma, karmic consequences are so difficult, so complicated, due to many conditions of this person's past, present, and the future kind of conditions. And you can say some are immediately fruited karmic consequences, that people doing very bad thing in one life also punished by this life by illness or captured being imprisonment. Presenting the president, many kind of those situations. After death, there is a traveling into lower realms, these situations. They also say, even this person doing negative things, but in this, within this, maybe number of lifetimes, still they can carry on the, in the positive life, positive realms, because they have already had positive karma in collected in previous life. So it's like some people big property, even now he was decreasing his business was falling down, but he can manage to hold on for a few years or a few maybe 10 years. Similarly, once karmic debt or gradually decreasing, but still there has some kind of positive karma can support this person next life form of life, again a human being. Maybe there is also transforming a chance ability to change. It's like as we said, there is a darkness curse and then there is a maybe lighter light, bright light coming, positive karma, and then this dark also decrease, diminishes. Or you can say, it's like you create negative karma, and then you can do positive karma, opposite of previous negative karma. And then that one is not necessarily will kind of become fruit, because this is a direct compact or modern compact, conflict, conflicted karma, and then the previous one also transform. If this is enough power, positive karma, then negative karma will decrease or vanishes. So it's a big, sometimes it's karmic karma. It also said, if you don't transform mind, you don't clear to practice to consciously to reduce that negative karma, they can kind of sleeping karma. It's like one seed didn't meet right condition. Once, even this is the kind of poisoned seeds. This poisoned seeds didn't destroy it by consciously by your practice. And then one day they meet right condition and then they can grow. It's like that. That's why sometimes some people think, I do negative things, but as long as myself, I don't remember. I forgot. That's all. That already not existed, seems like. It's said all activities registered in subtle consciousness of yourself, and then intentionally train your mind and then confess or practice of emptiness. Oh, these are quite very important, very much, very, very important. And then here it was saying, after we have had this marvelous, precious life, and if we don't use it for good purpose, for practicing of virtue, then this is a big kind of betrayed of ourself. and this is a kind of most ignorant kind of, things you can do. there's a fool could they be ever be the great folly could be ever be. So it's a really good warning or a good suggestion. For now we are human form and possess those eight qualities, 10 merit or 10 qualities and 8 precious time, I think. Also location, time, and there's a practice group of people existed. You can join them, and there's a teacher teaching and the systematic way of enrich yourself. But this, let me see. Yeah, maybe next.
If having understood all this, I'm strictly despondent still, then at the moment of my death, my sorrows will be glad in you.
And then this is a part, this part, the same. After I have this vessel of this human life, and due to lazy or ignorance, something we ignored that precious quality, this rare opportunity, and we can accomplish all great deeds and also practice perfectly to transcend our mind or wisdom to reach enlightenment. These opportunities are missed. These, and then when we're facing living this world in this lifetime, and then we have a great regret and a feeling that not fulfill this life in a good way, and we meet teacher and also have a chance to practice and then receiving teachings, and then we didn't receive much, or we don't practice, and then suddenly we reach out, we find out we are at the end of the journey, and then in that fear, or if we cannot overcome that afflicted distortion, delusion, And the what is it? Wrong perception. We cannot transform. Still in under control of that ignorance and emotions. And then the fear automatically, the uncertainty, uncomfortable, and the feeling of something lost and regret comes. And then when facing death, it's a very normal. You can see people laying down the bed, and then seems most people peaceful due to nowadays kind of medical facilities and improvement of that medical facilities. Use medicine, these people seem calm. But internally, I think most people still, if they're still consciously passing away, then it's difficult to accept. And they also confuse what happened in the future. And if some people believe there is no future, then it's also great misery. And if there is a possible to gain form, human form again, that is much better than if nothing at all, non-existence, nihilism, that type of thinking. And then in that with death, we don't, if you are brave people, no use. You are smart, you can able to negotiate, or you are good for speech, is no useful. You are a wealthy or powerful person when facing death is same. There is no kind of no place to use your wealth and power and entourage, and there's nothing useful. And if you are kind of a nice looking, or you have a special talent, then these are also not useful in that moment. So I said that before these problems happens, the best is preparation of understand what's going to be to happen. Once one human mind falling into different states of consciousness, and with the support of elements of these external elements, internal elements of the body and the consciousness itself, the process of consciousness appear again as a form of life. There are many chances, many ways to liberate yourself, and also intentionally choose the place to go. Even family you are going to birth, there is a way. And if you can, that time, if you have a very strong devotion, it's very, very important. If you don't believe anything, you don't trust anything, then it's more difficult, confused. But the one thing, if you have a very strong, and even you are immediately crushed by something, car, or falling into river, you drown, and suddenly you have one consciousness that you really purely trust, then they can save you by this, if this is a kind of a positive character or image or concept or human, accomplished human, especially if you have this in your mind, suddenly you have no choice but to hang around with your roots kind of teachings. And the roots teachers, these are very important in those time. So it's also, there's a kind of a story. One monk, he went to town and meet, begging food towards one family. And that family, remember, that family has a young lady, very attractive. And then this young lady also saw this bhikkhu, a monk, good looking, and then they found, and so immediately feeling some love. And after a while, they didn't see each other. This lady was beginning to have a sickness, difficulties. and then they originally married, arranged marriage with another family, but this lady, young lady, young woman don't want to marry with this arranged person. And also, after they changed that marriage, marriage bond or marriage contract, not contract maybe, what is it? They say, oh, now we don't want to marry. This is our money or something. One goat or something. I don't know. You have to pay something. You sometimes it's for salary. And then the father passed away, and the mother and the, this daughter lived closely together. And the mother asked this daughter, what's happened to you? And you now seems like, become less, passion towards life, and also physically, you can see not happy, and illness become very thin, skinny. And this daughter said, in a few years ago, I met a monk, and then I falling into love with this monk, but this monk don't know me, and not don't know this situation. Something, many things happens. And then this mother told the daughter, say, oh, you should go to the monk, the monastery, and then maybe you often seen this monk, and then you become better. And then after this lady went to monk place, and then monk also, it's just original, the normal monk, and starting have some kind of love romantics, and then eventually they got married and then disrobed, and then the after this is heard by, of course, it used to live in a village, easily to know, and then heard by the original Mary kind of the person who originally should marry this lady, they were very angry, want to revenge towards this monk. This monk must be the source of problem, but my wife, not wife, but fiancé. Fiancé, 女的应该怎么说? 有两个说法, fiancé. This ran away from me. And then this monk, starting have an idea that we should poison this person, otherwise they were going to kill me. And then during the talk or having some conversation, they brought some drink, and there's a poison given by this lady. And then after this happens, this monk reflect that whole story and think, I'm purely just a monk. After having this love and affair, and I'm having enemy, I have an enemy, and also I planned starting to thinking about to kill people, and I did so many things. And now my future is going to be reborn in a negative kind of realms, in hell realm or any other place. And then starting to have a great regret. And then he met other monk practitioners. He suggests him, said, you should practice of shunyata, the emptiness that can save you. And all things have a one quality. That is, when you regret sincerely and practice of a way to reverse, transform yourself, then you can change the negative karma. And this monk, finally, this is a long story, but he tend to reach enlightenment or something like that. So similarly, we can say, there are many possibility we can we have many influences from different directions. As I said, the karmic wind, you don't know where this wind blowing directions. Sometimes also different so many teachings and practice. So you can give me some fifth instruction to cross the difficulties and go beyond of these some sufferings. And Pirozana give him some golden drop of teaching, some special instruction about Dzogchen. Then this old man, within short time, he achieved rainbow body, so-called rainbow body. The body become, when he passed away, his body is not there. The physical body also transformed by his inner power of mind transforming through the mind. And then that is a sign of the enlightenment.
In my body, brain cell life, appearance of hell, so endurable, my mind, there is no doubt, will also be tormented, burning in fires of endurable event.
Saying, of course, you can say hell, ghost realm, any realm, God realm, these fundamentally rely on your own mind. Even one person sleeping and he or she can experience something negative things by just consciousness traveling into different body. Some teaching also said your body, let me see. When mind is negative or mind is falling into a very negative kind of mental, let me see, deluded mind, very strong delusion, then including our dream, why we have a different dream. There is one explanation. He's saying the special element of the body, I think we can say nowadays, even science cannot, a partial explanation is there. What is a kind of body function, way of body functioning. And especially the nature of body, mind, and when channel or the drops, these relations are not really understood by formally or by science, I think, scientists. So, mind traveling or consciousness everywhere or nowhere, but there's tension coming to different body, parts of body, or different channel, then you experience totally very different things. And that's why in the Buddhism also existence of through the body stimulate different body or the parts of body channel can manipulate your mind. And or you can say some good qualities arises through the training combination of mind, the body itself, physical body channel. There's a, you can say, energy kind of part, channel. And wind, we'll call it the air or that. And mind, the drop or mind also too. So these are complicated and the sophisticated training, way of training existed. So that's why some in the tantric teachings often talking about these teachings. For normal people, it's not easy to understand. After, if they don't have a proper knowledge, easily misunderstand as prohibited kind of actions, and also mysterious, not easily understand or accepted by normal people. But the body itself has extensive qualities. So this is actually one method. It's not the tantric teachings or Vajrayana teachings. There are also many way to teach, but one system is with this physical body. Another system higher than this, there's no need to touch any physical body. It's transforming, totally working on the mental, then you can reach enlightenment. So it's called final teaching with the object and without the object. With the object, it's like practicing this physical body with this condition. And work. So this way, I think from normal people, there is so many mysteries. Even one dream, you can, if you want to explain from scientific point of view, you cannot. Many details cannot explain, including how consciousness falling into the dream. You can say there is a REM and a different 1 hour, half one and a 1 hour. 30 minutes, maybe probably these circles going on. But from dream to normal conscious, there's also big mystery. Anyway, but in those teachings, you can make sense. The channels and the central channel, the other channels, what does represent, and how we in a dream different experience related towards your body condition and the moment of body movement, conscious movement with the body. And finally, the hell realm, the six realms are projected by mind. This is called the karmic image also. There is a hell, you can say, if you say, dream is true, is real because it's experiencing a lot of things. It's not real, it's totally mental projection. And similarly, samsaric life, including these, are also use Buddhist term, they said eight, it's like an illusion. It's like a 海市蜃楼怎么说?
Mirage.
Mirage. Mirage, this is just an example. There are eight or nine examples. Nine examples say what is happening due to as we said, once we fall into that dream illusion, starting, if we don't know dream is illusion, then the story also, we also see that happen, what's happening in the dream, we will see that as a real. Similarly, when we end of this extinction of the samsara, we will looking back to see it's same, what happens in the normal life. So anyway, he said that when we in falling into dream, the brain in the hell, and in that time we will regret, and very regret fire also burn very low. This is the same in the dream. In the hell, it's a long time. You can experience very misery for a long time, and that is a great regret. will be in your mind. I don't know hell being myself. I don't remember any time I went to hell, but so in that, I don't know how being can memorize what kind of memories or how they can compare towards when I was a human being, how much chance I lost them kind of conscious. But this is a genuine, the kind of encouragement for practitioner to do good things and then say,
Well, it's as if by chance that I have been this state so hard to find, wherein to help myself. If now, why having such discernment, and once again consigned to hell? I am as if benumbed by sorcery, as if reduced to total mindlessness. I do not know what dulls my wits. So what
is it that has me in its grip? Mm-hmm. So, if you're a normal human being, they try to avoid even one time kind of suffering, illness, striking by illness. We have many ways to protect ourselves, body. We even in a wild place, we carry on weapons to practice, protect ourselves. In sleep, we can do many kind of wooden structures, stone or to cave or many things to protect ourselves. And when we eat, we don't eat poisoning things and then try to eat healthy and live in healthy. And activity or conduct, we try to avoid all dangers. And even we try to avoid our negative reputation, many things like that. So this life also too, we don't, we try to avoid the death and the misery kind of life possibly occurring from financial point of view or they find the location or society or city you live, you wanted to live, also try to be happy and safe. That so human life, with this marvelous brain and intelligent, we can do many good things. But if you, you didn't pay too close attention to your mind itself, and think if I don't do something illegal, put myself in imprisonment or do something, people attack me, that is enough. It's not enough, actually. You can say, if you internal mind the quality, what kind of mental conditions are you directly affect to your future lives and this life. So practice Dharma, then it's very important to day by day and the moment of when possible to think about yourself, what is the situation now, and what the mental conditions I have, and what aspirations or motivations I have, and what I'm thinking, what I'm doing, and while with interact with the phenomena, with people, and working on the job, what you're doing in the office, also you should think about yourself, reflect in the end of the day, when you get down to sleep, you also reflect what I did this day, what I done, and with this more motivation, I even wanted to avoid negative consequences, negative emotion, even in the dream time. And in the dream, you do something, there is no police to catch you till next day and then to put you something or some consequences. But it's a taking care of mental hygiene. You have to really take responsibility about your mind. The state won't be kind of taking care of your mind. then they, maybe some religious group also maybe cannot able to closely work in with your mind. So it's really good to do daily meditation and then bodhicitta aspiration practice and also meditation, meditate on the shunyata, emptiness, interdependency, the view of interdependency, interdependent origination, or some of these complicated words. So, but it's saying all phenomena like dream, and sometimes you think of the through time to reduce the. If there is a wrong concept, there is a consequence of after this wrong view, there is a wrong emotion. And sometimes in Chinese words, I think it's called fan nao. We can say afflicted emotion. Fan, because there's a definition said fan make you disturb your mind. And now you do activities to calm yourself and others. Then it's fun of these words come, afflicted emotion, disturb your mind, and disturbing the mind do negative things to harm others or yourself. So in this state, even we have this fun, wonderful life, a wonderful human vessel, human being as a human life, and with this wisdom, clarity. And then if we do something, we didn't taking care of our mind, body, and speech, and find out end up we in the hell. It's what kind of wisdom is that? Is that is very bad for us. So this is a little bit different translation, but I'm also, so it's like, if we doing, using this great intelligence, end up we do it or harm things, and then these are like, it's in, mantra, sometimes a mantra can control others' mind or something this to confuse others' mind. It's like, originally we have a good Buddha nature and also wisdom, but there is a possibility with the misleading of mind and the confusion and the negative reflections. And sometimes it's a dual same thinking. The fundamental problem is duality. There's a self and others separately, independently, object, subject, separately, objectively existent. Then all kind of virtues or practice become worldly and then cannot go beyond of worldly kind of samsaric actions. So non-dual teaching, or we can say emptiness teaching, self, and what construct of self, what is a detail you can say from subtle level, what is existence really means, what is appearance, what is nature of emptiness, this appearance, and what about my own mind, it's vividly see that quality, but you cannot capture any kind of physical objects. Then you can say this mind has the reflect qualities like a mirror. You can mirror can reflect, but the reflections are not the blocking the mirror itself. Not mirror. What is it? So in these teachings, you can say mind is also like a mirror. They can reflect the knowing wisdom part of quality. And the not only can reflect, but also because of this conscious weakened mind have a natural compassion towards their sentient beings, they're called. If you do the, or after the reflection happens, there is a sentient being, there is a misery, or there is a confusion and a waking state of mind. Then waking state of mind have a natural compassion towards confusion. So similarly, Bodhisattva and Buddhas have a natural compassion towards sentient being in samsara, in samsara, cyclic samsara. So, we should avoid the negative consequences, not only for this life, but also for future lives. All these external appearance directly related to internal quality of your mind in the future lives, also to what kind of form of body you engage, that they totally dependent on your mind, quality of your mind. So mind, if you say, afflicted emotions, including normally we use these five poisons, greed, hatred, and lust, jealous, proud, or doubt, these mental, negative mental qualities. And then fundamentally you can say also say these temporary poisons, the nature is wisdom. Otherwise we think, oh, this often everybody in different degree we already have this mental kind of emotions, including doubt and sometimes jealousy, proud, these exist. So we seem so we have this very strong roots in our mind that we cannot reduce or reject or eliminate completely, transform. It's impossible. Some people was more enlightenment, not very familiar, but with this different type of emotion, very familiar. So in that, think. This is my nature, part of human nature. We cannot reduce or totally transform. But also there are many Mahayana teachings in causal teaching and the resultant teaching often say the five poisons itself, it's the five wisdom, especially emphasized in Vajrayana teaching and also about the Zen teaching, these also said, emotion is intelligent, or emotion itself also a source of energy. And then that those energy, if you realize the roots, there is a same roots of good nature. So they came from you can use that as a path, transform your transform your mind, or as see those emotion as the resultant kind of nature. See those emotions nature as a pure nature, as a wisdom. So it's there is an example. Say one poisoned plants with different visitors. Understood differently. If our backyard there is a poisoned plants, and some birds come to eat that, it may cause death because it's a poison. So in this practice of the Theravadan traditions, they say, "Oh, this is poison. Be careful. They can hurt you or even cause many damage to you." and to cut off that. When they grow a little bit, then they cut again. So not even not let it grow. And then second visitor is the Mahayana practitioner people, capable to transform. And then they see not only this is poison, but this poison is came from the roots. If you just cut up above the ground, it's still keeping growing. And once you ignore it for a while, and then they grow again. So you can dig out and then take out the roots, and then they won't grow. That kind of methods to transform your mind. And then third visitor is a more accomplished Mahayana teacher. He said, possibly also Theravadin can do the take out the roots also too. And then this person said, this is a very precious medicine. All plants are medicine, and all poison can be a precious kind of medicine, valuable medicine, even rare and like gold. So he can transform, use his skillful means or methods to become a very, this plant, poison plant can become a very precious medicine, and then cure disease, and then difficult to ill disease, not easily to treat that kind of illness. You can use this to, like poison, meet another poison, the original poison will be gone, something, this existed. And then this is doctor type of, he said, this is a very good, and then you have this in your yard, it's wonderful, I need it, I'm looking for this for a long time. And then another visitor, according to teaching, was that it's peacock fly to your yard, and then he yearning and dancing and then sing a good kind of song. And then use feather, making beautiful color in front of you. And then he's, because there's that much happy, because this peacock see that poisonous plants. And then immediately he eat it up. And then according to some legendary kind of teaching said, peacock, intentionally sometimes eat the poison feather plants to make the feather more beautiful. And this Vajrayana teachings, some people can immediately understand. They never lost their mind into wandering projections and then in misunderstanding. They all staying in primordial wisdom. Those people, doesn't matter what they done, they were not lost in the control of the mind. And then normally we, from outside, we cannot say this is a highly enlightened person. That one is not difficult to judge. But if you want to judge, you can ask questions different if they want to genuinely respect the reply. Then if you know many things, then you can maybe figure out some level or something, understand. Some people not very expressible, not very talkative, but doesn't mean the internal and enlightened qualities is low. So it's sometimes also difficult to know. Sometimes with good with writing, sometimes people is good with talking, but not good for writing, these exist. So anyway, you can say with one thing, like emotion, there, according to your own capacity, you can use the good solution method to improve yourself and then deal with this situation, internal kind of emotion, these. But there's a more higher or more capable people in different solution. They can do great kind of improvement. So some are lower steps and then keep going. It's often making progress. Some people are having this opportunity and then they can create giant kind of improvement also done in a short time. So what we was also saying is the poison or five poison, the emotions, and these we have to know what way is more suitable for yourself. Not necessarily say one medicine for all disease. This, of course, genuinely wisdom and compassion is our path. That is true. But specific kind of transformation practice is according to yourself, customarily made by yourself, from teacher to yourself. And you also analyze your own behavior, way of thinking, way of doing things, and with teaching and reflecting your own, you can pretty much better than others, maybe other than the good master or enlightened being, some people. You can figure out what way of teaching is suitable for yourself. Like people can make decision what you eat or this, but you may know what you eat more than the other people. So there is also this way. 现在时间有吗？差不多了，是不是时间差不多了？那我们就到这里吧。 Now maybe we can stop here. And Om Nishinya, dedication prayers in page 30. dedication prayers as the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like a Shyamadrapadra as well. I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a screen by all victorious ones throughout three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have, which was dedicated practicing this mind. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat their enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of the birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of the merit and the wisdom and attain to the secret kayas that arise from merit and wisdom. Thank you very much.